This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Lawmakers have renewed an effort to eliminate the death penalty in Louisiana. A Senate committee passed a bill Tuesday that would leave the decision up to voters. Senator J.P. Morrell is one of the legislators pushing the bill.
In order for you to believe the death penalty is something that's appropriate, you have to hold the position that government doesn't get it wrong.
Those who support repealing the death penalty point to the number of capital cases that have been reversed in Louisiana, more than 90% since 2000, according to Louisiana's public defender. The last time an execution was carried out was in 2010, when a death row inmate waived his right to appeals, essentially volunteering to be executed. But over the last decade, the state has spent $111 million trying death penalty cases. Jay Dixon is the state's public defender.
So we will have spent by the end of the year $111 million for one execution. And I would suggest that as policies go, that's rather ineffective.
But prosecutors say the system works. Scott Perilou is the district attorney for Livingston, St. Tammany, and Tangipahoa parishes. Perilou says DAs aren't nearly as quick to seek the death penalty as they were in the past, and notes the number of capital cases is down. Prosecutors say the ultimate penalty is a necessary tool.
What are we going to do when there's such a shocking event, like someone walking into a church and a mass shooting and killing innocent people in a church? What are we going to tell the public? What kind of confidence are they going to have in the system when cases like that happen?
The bill made it out of a Senate Judiciary Committee, but now heads to the Senate floor, where a similar effort ended last session. Lawmakers in the House have shown little appetite for the move over the last 2 years. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.